With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors Monday rescinded an earlier resolution passed by the board concerning Franklin County Library Service funding. The board then approved a new resolution Monday, which changes how the funding will be distributed in the future. The libraries will now review, record by motion, and record by vote the disbursement amounts on an annual basis coming from Franklin County at the time a funding request is made. The supervisors will then consider the funding request. Most recently, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors made those funding decisions. Now it will be up to the libraries to decide amongst themselves. The vote to adopt the new resolution was 2-1, with Supervisors Gary McVicker and Chris Van Ness voting yes, while Supervisor Dick Lukensmeyer voted no. Monday, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors approved a credit card for the emergency management assistant position for $5,000. The Hardin supervisors amended the county employee handbook to include a benefit in the event of death to be paid out at 25% of vacation time or up to $2,000. The Hardin County Board of Supervisors also authorized the submittal of a Department of Transportation application for the Iowa River's Edge Trail. Nyacog planner John Robbins, Floyd County Board of Supervisors, is set November 28th at 1 p.m. as the date and time for an educational workshop session regarding the proposed amendment to the county ordinance pertaining to utility-scale wind and battery storage projects. This will be a joint meeting of the Floyd County Board of Supervisors and the Floyd County Zoning Commission. The meeting will be held at the courthouse in Charles City. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the two surveys he conducts don't show a lot of promise for merchants this holiday season.
Holiday and Christmas buying probably up by 3-4%. Most of that's inflation. So when you look at it, when you subtract out inflation, you're at 0-1% increase from last year at this time.
Goss says high interest rates will impact holiday spending.
One of the problems with that is credit card balances are maxed out. We've got the highest balances there on record, and of course that individuals are paying 20-30% on balances that are carried forward, so that's a real issue. And we've got a nation of credit of high, a lot of debt out there right now.
Now he says the high interest rates are also taking away more income with increased mortgage rates.
Individuals now are spending as much as 40% of their income on housing. Now, that should be 28-30%. Well, it's now up to 40%. And, of course, that just reduces your ability to go out there and spend for the Christmas and holiday buying.
Goss says he's seeing people opting to get out of town instead of spending on gifts.
A lot of buying is going into things like air travel and travel, even automobile travel to locations for leisure and hospitality.
Goss says October retail sales were not that good and were also down for September. He says some of that September buying was for seasonal purchases, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Black Friday and the rest of the holiday season. Governor Kim Reynolds is preparing her list of priority issues for the 2024 Iowa legislature, and it includes a tax plan. A year ago, Reynolds said her goal was to completely eliminate the state income tax by early 2027. Reynolds told reporters she's meeting with legislators and business leaders, and her staff is analyzing a variety of data points right now, but the governor is not ready to reveal those details.
We're visiting with the respective parties that we need to, and just most importantly, economists, and making sure that we are in a good place to be able to sustain it.
The Iowa Taxpayer Relief Fund currently has more than $2.7 billion balance of taxes that were paid to the state but not spent. The state surplus is approaching $2 billion on top of that.
The fact of the matter is we're sitting on a pretty good surplus, and the Taxpayer Trust Fund especially is designated to really help reduce the tax burden on Iowans. And so we've got money there, and we're going to turn it back to Iowans, and we need to be more competitive.
Democrats in the legislature say state tax cuts should be targeted low and middle-income Iowans. The Department of Management Division of Information Technology, formerly the Office of the Chief Information Officer, is requesting public comment on the State of Iowa Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, Initial Proposal Plan. The initial proposal encompasses Iowa's proposed implementation of over $415 million of broadband infrastructure funding made possible through the Investment, Infrastructure, and Jobs Act. This proposal will result in a future broadband grant opportunity within Iowa targeting unserved and underserved locations. Public comments may be submitted until 11:59 p.m. on Friday, December 15th by going to comment.iowa.gov. Again, that's comment.iowa.gov. Fairway Stores Incorporated plans to relocate the existing Eldora Fairway store to a new location across the street from the current store at the southeast corner of Edgington Avenue and 14th Street. The new construction will provide for about a 10,600-square-foot store. Site work and demolition is set to start in early 2024 with a projected open date in 2025. Fairway has had a store in Eldora since 1982. Fairway also has locations in Hampton, Iowa Falls, Belmont, Waverly, Charles City, Mason City, and Clear Lake in the broadcast area. The Iowa Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church held its final special session to vote on proposed disaffiliation agreements between the Iowa Annual Conference and United Methodist local churches seeking to leave the United Methodist Church via Zoom this past weekend. The Annual Conference approved 59 Iowa churches that will no longer be a part of the United Methodist Church effective November 30th. The vote comes after a wider discussions in the United Methodist Church related to whether churches and clergy persons believe that LGBTQIA+ members should be allowed to marry and be ordained as clergy persons within the denomination, including a special session of the General Conference in 2019. The 59 churches involved in this round of disaffiliation agreements include the Salem United Methodist Church in Hubbard and the Rockwell United Methodist Church. Earlier this year, the Iowa Annual Conference held the first special called conference that approved 83 disaffiliation agreements. A free Thanksgiving dinner is being served Thursday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Youth for Christ building in Hampton. A reminder that takeout meals will not be available this year. You're asked to RSVP by Wednesday by calling 641-425-1982. Again, 641-425-1982, and walk-ins will be welcome. Corn harvested for grain reached 97% statewide, on pace with last year, but 10 days ahead of the five-year average. Farmers in South Central Iowa still have over 10% of their corn crop remaining to be harvested. This information is from this week's Iowa Crop Report from the USDA. And Governor Kim Reynolds has pardoned two turkeys raised by a teenager from Northwest Iowa. 15-year-old Ava Moline of Manson has been raising turkeys since she was nine. Moline picked out a tom and a hen from the 2,000 free-range turkeys she raised to sell this Thanksgiving, and the governor nicknamed the birds Freedom and Flourish. Moline is a fifth generation of her family to enter the turkey business. Her father, Brad, is president of the Iowa Turkey Federation, and her grandfather raised the birds that were part of the first turkey pardoning ceremony at the governor's mansion back in 1976. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fiancher reporting.